ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question that is very significant. It's very significant, especially today, because it is concerned with one of the spiritual and social maladies that afflicts a lot of people in a lot of countries. Of course, it's more prevalent amongst non-Muslims, but unfortunately, it is also something that a lot of Muslims are afflicted with. Muslims who live in predominantly non-Muslim countries, and that is the malady of the consumption of alcohol and other intoxicants in general. In non-Muslim countries, access to alcohol is not as easy as it is in, you know, Western countries or even non-Muslim countries where the majority of the population is non-Muslim. And unfortunately, some Muslims are afflicted with this malady. And, you know, if you ask a lot of people, and you tell them that, you know, hey, this is prohibited in Islam, it's haram, you know, the answer that a lot of them give is, well, I only drink moderately and have it under control, and it doesn't really affect my day-to-day activities. So why is this something prohibited, you know? So today we're going to address this question and perhaps look at the reason why God Almighty, He prohibited alcohol. In connection with this inquiry, we can say that we have a number of hadiths which allude to the reason for this prohibition. In one beautiful hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that alcohol is the mother of all indecent acts and grave sins. So this hadith shows us that consumption of alcohol, it leads to other sins, you know, that we might not have committed if we hadn't consumed alcohol. In the state of intoxication, it might be more easy to perform and commit other indecent acts. So as to, in order to prevent, you know, this facilitation of the performance of other indecent acts, we have alcohol and the consumption of intoxicants have been prohibited. In a similar hadith, the Holy Prophet, he exemplified this in the form of a parable. He said, "All evil in its entirety has been gathered in one house, and drinking alcohol is the key to that house. جُمِعَ الشَّرُّ كُلُّهُ فِي بَيْتٍ وَجُعِلَ مِفْتَاحُهُ شُرْبَ الْخَمْرِ." This is the same, basically the same concept that was mentioned in the previous hadith. The only difference is that the Prophet kind of exemplified it in the form of a metaphor. Again, the Prophet says, "Alcohol and faith will never be together in the breast or heart of a man. لا تجمع الخمر والإيمان في جوف أو قلب رجل أبدا." Fijofe o qalbi rajulin abada. And these alcohol and faith cannot combine. If a person, you know, he consumes alcohol, his faith, it departs from him. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reason for the prohibition of alcohol in the light of the prophetic hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.